So it's a brilliantly sunny day here at Newquay Zoo, and I'm right next to the meerkat enclosure, possibly one of the favourite animals because of adverts on television. Children love them, adults love them, and we're going to find out why from Mark Norris, the education officer. First of all, what is it about meerkats that everyone loves?
I think in some ways they're very much like us. They're a family animal. They live in sort of big social groups, and they sometimes don't get on.
Okay, well, how don't they get on? What's the sort of thing that they get up to?
Well, you very much have to stay in the group with this group of animals. If you kind of upset any of the rules, if you upset the sort of top male or female, you're out of the group, and on your own your chances of survival are fairly low. So they work together as a group, they actually look after each other's young, they watch each other's backs. I mean, you can see some digging here, so they can't be watching the sky, so one or two of the others are actually up quite high just keeping watch on anything in the air which might be a threat to them.
I suppose it's that whole thing about meerkats where they are looking after each other. They've got a caring nature for a family group.
They're caring if you stay in the group. If you get sort of outside the group or challenge the leaders, then there's always a bit of a sort of question about it. But there's also a kind of cheekiness about it. I mean, some of the sentries in the past have been seen to sort of sound the alarm, so the group will scatter thinking there's a predator and then nip down and grab a piece of food and run away back up to the sentry post. So just kind of using that sort of mischievous little chicker that you can hear, that's part of the keeping in contact. So they're always communicating. They're very chatty. You know, they're a very kind of communicative animal, very much like people.
We can see some digging here, and there's two youngsters. Just tell me what they're doing.
Oh, the two youngsters are basically watching and copying mum or dad or aunt or uncle. Often it's, you know, one of their older brothers or sisters who will look after them. They're digging. They're searching around for insects, which we hide and scatter. So an important part of any enclosure is to make sure there's a few hidden surprises, a few challenges, few frustrating things. I mean, you can get by with putting food inside ice and things like this at this time of the year, so it's a slow release one. So they're digging, searching around for food, which they spend a large part of their day doing.
And we've got one just poking his head round the rock face here. What's he looking at? What they're both looking out.
Well, you know, they're quite effective climbers. They're watching the sky, effectively. They're watching you. I mean, they've got your young close by. So if they regard you at all as a threat, then one of the things that they'll do is kind of sound the alarm and get the group to safety.
And just tell me how they hunt.
Well, the most of the group will actually kind of, you'll see them sort of stop and listen, especially if they're kind of digging around for food. There's not a lot meerkats won't eat. They'll take out ground nesting birds, snakes, scorpions, millipedes, you know, things that are regarded as venomous. They're quite reasonably immune to. They're also very, very fast and nippy. And when you're working in with them, if you slow down to chat to somebody when you're hiding food, you know, they'll remind you what you're doing by a little nip on the ankle. So sharp little teeth, and they're a classic desert animal. You can't be too fussy. They'll eat plants, they'll eat insects, they'll eat birds' eggs, small mammals, you know, anything that comes down that they can try and eat, they'll go for.
And how easy is it for them to survive in Britain's climate?
Well, all of these have been born here, so they're probably a bit more acclimatised than the wild ones, but they are, you know, a classic extreme climate animal. The African desert and savanna can get extremely cold at night, and during the day it can get temperatures well exceeding what we get in Britain, so they're within a comfortable range here.
Thank you very much, Mark Norris.
Pleasure.